Welcome to the Charge Health podcast. You can find more information about us over at chargehealth.co.nz. My name's Daniel Ford. Now let's get into it. Today, I wanted to talk about incremental change and how it can really drive huge results. And I know it's kind of a cliche thing to talk about in the health and fitness industry and how, you know, a million small steps leads to a mountain being climbed type thing. But the reality of the situation is that by choosing to focus on exactly what you can do right now and adding just a fraction more, you can really start to create incremental changes that create really long-term and permanent results because they're sustainable. You find that point where you actually can do that. You know that you can do whatever it is. You know that you can work out three times a week consistently because you've already been doing that for 6 months. So now, can you work out rather than just doing 3 one-hour sessions, can you do, say, a fourth session of 5-10 minutes and just sneak in a fourth little body weight session at home one morning and just do a little bit more? And then if you can do that for a few weeks, then okay, well, can you add another 10-minute session somewhere else, or, you know, add 10 minutes on to one of your sessions? And by making these incremental changes, you can start to layer and sort of grow your healthy habits. And the cool thing that happens when you grow your healthy habits is you start to displace some of the poor habits. So if you suddenly go from working out 3 times a week, and over the period of, say, 4, 5, 6 months, you add in a fourth or a fifth workout, then you're going to displace things that you might have otherwise done in that time. For example, you might have been watching TV instead in that time. So you've now replaced 2 hours of watching TV, like a sedentary behavior, with working out, which has a whole bunch of added benefits to your mental well-being, as well as making you feel better and all that type of stuff, alongside the physical health benefits. The reason I sort of talk about this is because recently I got injured, and so I've been struggling a little bit. I gained a little bit of weight while I was inactive, and so I started to use a really incremental approach to how much activity I was doing. Now, I started using by how many steps I did each day and using that to drive how many steps I did the following week and what my kind of target was each day. And every week I layered a little bit extra on, and I wrote a blog about it. And there's a lot more information in my blog over on chargehealth.co.nz. Just go over to the blog and you can read the post in detail. But the whole principle is that each week I knew exactly how many steps I'd done the previous week. I knew that I was able to do that and I could achieve it, and that was fine. So I just added a little bit extra on top of it, exactly the same way that you could just add a little bit extra to your workout. Or you could just increase the number of meals that you're eating slowly at, if that is the habit you're working on, which we use a lot with our clients. Or you could, you know, focus on, you know, I knew that one meal a day I can have my palm-sized portion of lean protein. I know that I can do that every day once at least. And then next week you go, okay, well, let's see if I can do it twice on 3 days of the week and once on the other four as a minimum sort of target. And you find that you can do that. Okay, that's not too bad. Then you can layer on a little bit more, and suddenly you're doing it twice a day, every day. And then you're doing it 3 days, 3 times a day, every day of the week. And you're finding it really easy to maintain these habits because you didn't go from zero to hero. The worst thing to do when you start a new health program, and I see it happen all the time with people who try and do things, and I've done it myself, is you go from doing nothing, being completely sedentary, not really thinking about your nutrition or your health or your exercise or anything, to suddenly you're going to the gym 6 days a week, you're eating this new ketogenic diet or the new Atkins diet or the new eat only meat diet or the new I only eat jelly beans that are green diet, whatever the new fad is, you're on that fad 100%, which is a complete contrast to what you were doing previously. Same as you've now added in 6 days of exercise, which is a complete contrast to what you're doing previously. And then people wonder why they run out of energy, they run out of willpower, and they get burnt out and stop doing it. It's because the change they've made is too great for what they can handle. The exact same thing is if you went to the gym and you could lift 10 kilos, if you suddenly put 100 kilos on and tried to lift that, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You would break under the pressure. You'll physically break. And that's the same thing that happens to your ability to stay on your new exercise and nutrition program. It breaks. You can't handle it because you've put too much weight on the bar. You've added too much load to your mental capacity, to what you can actually handle as a person, and therefore it all falls apart. So by using an incremental approach, you don't add too much load too quickly. You just add a little bit and you don't even notice it. And then you add a little bit more and you don't even notice it. And suddenly you've got all these health habits happening, all these really healthy things going on in your life, good nutrition, good exercise habits, good mental health habits, good sleep habits. And you've actually displaced a lot of the poor habits without even thinking about them. You've displaced some of the habits which are deterring from your health and taking away from your health with healthier habits by focusing on small incremental improvements of your healthy habits and healthy lifestyles. Make sure you go over to the blog and check out my post about how I use steps to build up my health and lose 6 kilos. And I'll see you in the next podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the Charge Health Podcast. My name's Daniel Ford. I'm a nutritionist, a personal trainer, and a ski enthusiast. Make sure you go over to my website, www.chargehealth.co.nz, www.chargehealth.co.nz, and follow my blog, subscribe to get all my emails, and that way you can stay up to date with all my latest podcasts, all my latest blogs, and all the information there is about health and well-being.